Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio and Cowboy Wisdom Innovation Coaching. Amy Ligner was supposed to be my guest, but she had an unsavory circumstance happen to her last night, and Amy's had some rough luck here in the last couple weeks, so I'm going to do the show, and Amy will be here next Thursday. But I want to open your eyes to just life. And, you know, everybody tells, I read a lot of stuff, and anybody talks on the internet says about thoughts. Thoughts come from an ingrained programming. But when you choose to expand your thoughts, you have to expand the ingrained programming. And something I really discovered, and I discovered in the last few weeks, is, you know, people want to change their life, but they don't want to expand their life. What they really want to do is stay in the same circle, the same everything, but think they're expanding. And they're doing it egotistically. And you can really pick up on egotisticalness when somebody, what they write. When they write something like you, the word you is actually an egotistical word, because when you're telling somebody what's wrong with them, you're actually speaking about yourself. And that's something I've really expanded into. And as you open your eyes to seeing this, you really start opening your eyes to new things. But what are you afraid of when you acknowledge? Because when you start expanding, you're going to have to let go of something. But here's what I've really noticed. People want to stay within the limits of society. They don't want to expand out of the limits of society. And, you know, if you read everything, everything stays the same. And that's really where we're at in this whole situation, in this world right now. We're really stuck in the mundane of change. We're going to change presidents, but we haven't expanded the economy. We haven't done anything. Actually, we're still living in the same economy we was living in, in the 70s. When you really take off the rose-colored glasses and open your eyes, things really start expanding in a new way. But how are you open to expanding your way? You know, something that I really expanded into myself is the letting go of being caught up in society. And, you know, people that are really the facilitators of life, they really were the outcasts at the time, because people are afraid to play in a different game. You know, it's like a football game. When one team's losing 40-0, all they do is throw the ball more. They don't change the energy like going to a 2-minute drill. They don't do anything to change the energy. And that's what change does. It does nothing to change the energy. It doesn't expand the energy and or anything else. It really stays the same. And something I've really become a student of, I've been in the personal growth game, a student of it, for over 15 years now. And I really started to understand, people write books to sell, but they keep you swirling in the same way. I have a new book coming out called Holiday Wisdom, and it doesn't let you stay in the same. It's wrote in a poetry form, and it really, really engages you in the inner self. It's at HolidayWisdomInnovations.com, and it's available. It'll be available here shortly. But what really is hurting is people are afraid to engage in that book. Because something that I've really expanded into, I don't let go in my head. I let go in my gut first, and it works right up the chakras. And most people want to say your thoughts, your this. It's really, it's in your DNA. And it's really about letting go of everything else. And it's really about engaging in things and doing things just a little bit different than you've always done them. And that is something that people are afraid to do, is engage in a new way. And also, people are afraid of different in this world. If somebody doesn't fit into the mold of what society thinks, people are afraid of that. How do you fear people that are different? And I witnessed that. I've had over 200 interviews on this show. And, you know, what I really come to understand is that people, the coaching world and the spiritual world, are in their infant stages. And when somebody says you're there where they're at, they're really not. Because you look at their language and you can see the language that's being used. You want to watch this in your daily language. And you really want to start letting go of things in your life, because the words we speak are the words we live. And when you're cussing somebody else out, you're cussing yourself out, because they're all your they're your words, your thoughts. And so how do you look down on people? You're actually looking down upon yourself. So when you engage in yourself and you start seeing the grandeur in yourself, how does that open your eyes up to see the grandeur in other people? And something else, I really understand now why rich people don't help poor people. I give somebody all my writings. I give them help them with my CDs. I actually did things for them. They wanted some Reiki. I sent it to them. And they turn around and slander and trying to steal my writing. That's what kind of people we're dealing with. I really understand the wealthy now, because I understand why they don't want to be. They don't want us part of their life, the poor people, because they look at us like we're trying to mooch off of them. And actually, we're the ones that energize the wealth. There's a lot of awakening got to happen in the inner self and people. The integrity level in this country is at zero. You know, the coaching world is becoming like Napster. People are stealing other people's work, and you see it all the time. You know, the integrity level of your life is your integrity level, not what you can take from somebody else. And as you open your eyes to this, you're going to find out that maybe there's things in your life that ain't happening quite as well as you think they should. And that is what's going on with me in my life. I have to open up and really expand into stuff in a new way, because I've really got to engage that inner self and do this. And I also see why people stay stuck where they're at or in the mundane or just live their life. Because to step out as a blue collar into the white collar, there is a angst in it. And I've witnessed it in my coaching. Yeah, I've interviewed coaches, and then we get off the show, we're all friends and hunky-dory, and then when the show's over, you never hear from them again. But then they try to sell you when they don't understand it. Most coaches don't try to understand the people there are. They just try to sell you something. The coaching world and the spiritual world are the greatest worlds in the world. But are they trying to sell me a bill of goods? That's what I have to ask myself now all the time. Because I'm really starting to understand in life, there, you know, everybody has their own agenda, and they want you on their agenda. And most people do different things. And what most people are afraid of is somebody that knows more, rather than be the student and see where everything is in life. But where do we get stuck in in life? Where are you stuck in your life and afraid to do things and do things differently? And what happens in your life when you start being stuck on yourself and really looking down on people? Because that, where life is. And what I'm really trying to open up here is a dialogue of really opening up a trust of your abilities. And that's where I'm doing right now, is I'm really engaged in my own abilities. And also, the dialogue we use, you know, that I've actually started to understand that change, heal, transformation, create, want, need, why, and all these other words, they're actually a secondary energy word. They really are. The word we really have to open up to is energize. So when they energize a building, when we turn on them 13-8 transformers or we start a motor, it's always energized. And that's the way life is. Life is like electricity. Life is like a light bulb. When you hit the switch, you turn it on. And when you want it to go out, you shut it off. And that's kind of what the words we use do. And I really got to open up to myself here and really engage in a new way of my own life. I really have to dig deeper because I got more letting go to do and expanding. And that's all life is letting go and expand. There is no such thing as change or all this other stuff. It's just letting go and expand, because change, you turn your head, that's change. Did you expand? No. And that's really where I'm at in my life. And I'm really trying to open people's eyes to their own inner self. And I write in the first person now because I'm understanding when I'm telling somebody else something's wrong with them, I'm really talking to me. And I really don't like that very well. You know, I don't like being told I have things wrong with me. Even though I understand I do. But how does anybody else know what's wrong with somebody unless it's inside them? And they're actually doing it myself. And see, with freedom, and I'm also got some books coming out with Freedom of Speech Publishing. And there's Fears, My Friend, Flow in the Glow. Money is My Friend, and Holiday Wisdom. And these books are written in poetry. And something there isn't a negative word or a negative saying in there. It's all free-flowing to open you out to a new way. And also, I'm really starting to understand that we try to do things here in the real world, and we really try to hide from ourselves. So what are you hiding from within yourself? That's a question I ask myself all the time. What am I afraid of? What am I hiding from? And what else? Is there for you and me in life? It's about engaging in people. And as life goes on in your daily life, how do you talk bad about other people? That's something I really, really pay attention to. Is what I say about other people. And how it goes. And what do we do for other people? You know, you got to be able to receive, but you know, there's a lot of people out there say give to receive, and they're usually the biggest takers. I've witnessed that in my radio shows. when somebody tells me I better give to receive, they're usually on the receiving end of that. And, you know, the thing is, the coaching world actually lives in fear, just like the rest of the world. Because it's a business, and it really is. And, you know, for me to say that, I just understand it. And a lot of people in the spiritual and the coaching world are the greatest people in the world. We don't understand what we're doing at the time. And we never realize it until later sometimes. I've caught myself doing this. I'm not talking about a lot of people. When I talk about me. Because I really want to see people succeed. That's why my books are written. They're written about innovation. And when you open out to see your talents, you let go of all the bungling other stuff that's going on in your life. Because everybody in the world has a certain talent. Inner grand talent. And that's where Cowboy Wisdom, NLP Coaching, and my book are really written, is to open you up to that. And as we go through this, life becomes an engaging endeavor. And what are you afraid to engage in? You know, I have the same challenges everybody else has. But I only think the difference between a coach and a spiritual person, they're more willing to engage in it. And there's nothing wrong with that engaging. And I don't mean in war and angst and all that. Engage in your innovative intuitiveness. You got to open up that inquisitiveness on the inside. That's where life is opening up that inner inquisitiveness. When I let go of this and I say, I don't know, where am I going? I don't know. But are you ready for the ride? Because you got to ride the tide of success to engage in everything else. Life isn't about what you can get. It's really about how much wisdom you can have encompassed to expand the world. And as you're engaging in that, you're letting go of something. And what are you letting go of? That's the big question. What are you letting go of? Because you can't, you, with the same poverty consciousness that you live today, are you going to be a millionaire tomorrow? And a millionaire just doesn't always mean money. Sometimes money is an outcome of energy, innovation in energy. But we're really afraid what's happening in our own lives. Because it's easier for me to tell you that you have challenges. Yeah, I love telling you you have challenges because I get to dodge my own. But that's not what's going to happen. And if I start telling you about your challenges, I'm going to have them challenges in a heartbeat. And that is something else that really people don't understand. When you're telling somebody else they have these problems, you're really telling yourself you have these problems. And who has the problems that you see in other people's lives? You. What is it that really causes a quiver inside you when you ask the question, what am I afraid of? Who can you be afraid of? And what are you afraid to engage in? In your inner self. Till you go exploring your own innovative talent, what is going to happen in your life? Who's going to do anything for you? And what I'm really trying to tell you here is all the spiritual coaches and everybody in the world, including me, all we can do is show you a new way to look at your life. And nobody knows the answers to your life. That's the biggest lie in the world. And that is the great biggest lie in the world. Is I know what's wrong with you. Because if I see something that's in you, I see it within me. And that is a good thing for me because I get to expand out of it. That's what I love about this game of life. I get to look at all the people in the world, they're good and they're bad, because the good is in me, the bad is in me. And what I don't like about them, I don't like about myself. And you know, here's really the secret. I never dislike anybody. I dislike that within myself. And coaches tell you to stay away from negative people. Engage in negative people, because that negativity is your negativity. And it's the world showing you in the moment where you have to expand and let go. It isn't that other person's deal. It's all yours and nobody else's. That's the biggest thing in life. It's all about you and nobody else. And as you're going through this, what are you afraid about yourself? Because that's only fear is you fearing yourself. And it's really a fear of distrusting your ability. That's where fear is. And that's what wisdom of a cowboy, I mean, how are they wisdom? Fear is my friend. Money is my friend. It's about engaging in new stuff. And, you know, the thing is you really got to engage in a real new way to see what's happening in your life. And you can go to holidaywisdominnovations.com and see the book. And only reason somebody wouldn't buy the book is they're afraid to expand. So are you afraid to expand? Are you really ready to expand? And as you look at life, what do you run from? And what are you really running from? We run from wealth and success. We really do. And that's quite weird, you know? Something we all desire, we all hide from. And, you know, am I guilty? Yes. And how do we do little things to sabotage ourselves and stay away from it? And Wisdom of a Cowboy, Holiday Wisdom would be a book that will open you up to a new way. I love to write books, and I love to see people expand. But are you willing to expand? I love the thought of expansion. And, you know, who knows where life is going tomorrow? We don't even know what's going on in our lives anymore. You know, we're all wound up in this election. And, you know, here's the sad thing. The next 4 years are going to be the same as this 4 years. It's just the way it is. So the road to a new way is all of us letting go of today. That's where we're all at in life. We all don't get this free ride. And, you know, that's the thing. You know, when Romney said 40% of the people don't do nothing, maybe he's right. And I know one thing, the 53% that are working harder than ever. and that's as much from the Republicans and Democrats or even on them. Now, Obama, George Bush started this out, but, you know, we're blaming Bush, Obama, Clinton. Actually, we got to go all the way back to 1913 to understand what's going on. And so what are you afraid to admit to yourself about the country and its condition? Because the economy is going to swirl just where it's at. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. A little further down, not quite as far up. Or maybe a little far up, not as far down. Who knows? But I know one thing. There is not anybody in this presidential election or running for election going to be the white knight riding in to save the country. You're the white knight or white knightette that's going to save the country and expand the country. Nobody else. And that's okay, because the people have the wisdom to do it. We have the wherewithal, and we have everything else. And that's what we want to do. And that's what we will do, because I have faith in the people. I don't have no faith in the politicians. I have no faith I have no faith in them. They're good people, but they're too wound up in their political sciences. And that's the thing everybody has to remember. All the politicians go to the same political science, because they're all taught, Harvard and the Ivy League school, set the curriculums. And I am Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLP Coaching. And I kind of had to do this one off the top. I wasn't prepared, but I like this because it's all new. And it's really about an incredible expansion into with Freedom of Speech Publishing. My books will open your eyes to a new wide. And it's at holidaywisdominnovations.com. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. My email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And my phone number is 702-755-9410. And I want to wish everybody a very, very joyous weekend. And I want to start wishing everybody happy holidays and happy Halloween, because we will be here the day before Halloween with Tom T. Moore. And anyway, my books and my writings will open your eyes to enjoy life. So I bid you good night. I wish you all the very best, and may your days be as glorious as you are glorious to me and the world. Anyway, good night, and we'll see you Tuesday night.